For the past week now, one piece of legislation has been causing quite a stir at the State House, and KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins has been following it. It is House Bill 2222, and Jimmy is here with us now. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, first tell us, what's the objective of this bill? Who's behind it?
This was a bill by Representative Athena Salmon. She based it on something that she saw from a colleague in Colorado. This was a bill because she found out that women in Arizona prisons have limited access to feminine hygiene products. They currently get 12 pads per month to deal with their menstrual cycle. So she based her bill on this Colorado bill, which would have provided $40,000 in Colorado, $80,000 a year here in Arizona from our general fund to ADC to provide free unlimited pads and tampons for women in Arizona prisons. Women testified at a hearing last week that the pads are low quality. Women from the Perryville prison have written to KJZZ, and they say the same thing. I spoke with a nurse at that hearing. She's worked with incarcerated women. She said they take these flimsy pads and they make tampons out of them, which can lead to all kinds of just dangerous situations. So that was kind of the genesis for this bill.
And Jimmy, tell us more about the hearing that caused that stir that Lauren mentioned. What committee was the bill assigned to?
It was assigned to the Committee on Military Veterans and Regulatory Affairs, which is chaired by Representative Jay Lawrence. Notably, this is an all-male committee. There were a lot of really powerful, strong women there speaking in favor of this bill, and they all, to a woman, made sure to point out that, hey, this is an all-male committee hearing this, so that kind of generated a lot of anger there. No one knew why this committee at first was the one that received the bill, but House spokesperson told me that that's where other ADC regulatory bills had gone, so that's why it was assigned there. At the hearing, formerly incarcerated women testified. They talked about just kind of how bad the conditions are. Several women from the community also spoke in favor of this bill in solidarity, so it was a pretty powerful morning at the State House.
Yeah, and what was the reaction from the committee? This was the part that sort of went everywhere online.
That's right. Jay Lawrence seemed shocked. I think he was at first, again, kind of confused as to why this bill was happening in his committee. Normally, they talk about veterans affairs. They had, in fact, just been talking about veterans affairs. This kind of came as a shock to a lot of people on the committee. The women were talking blunt talk. They were talking about their periods, about their health concerns. So several of the men actually were conciliatory. They even apologized to one woman whose name is Sue Ellen Allen. She's a formerly incarcerated woman who does work on behalf of currently incarcerated women. They apologized to the conditions that she had testified to, and they actually ended up passing out of that committee the bill 5-4.
So based on passage, then we think, oh, logically that's going to move on. That doesn't seem to be the case. What's the status?
So next it would have gone to the Rules Committee, but Representative T.J. Shoup did not call it. He says that ADC has told him that they can propose, or they are proposing, an administrative fix, which he believes would be quicker. Representative Salmon still wants a legal alternative to this because she says, you know, that would be more permanent.
So your reporting on the Arizona Department of Corrections would lead us to think that they might struggle with healthcare issues, this being one of them. So that raises the question of their ability to handle this issue. What do you think might happen there?
I think that's an accurate concern. They already struggle with a huge list of healthcare problems. There's this Parsons versus Ryan healthcare settlement that we've been reporting on. It's going on and on and on. They're failing to meet a guaranteed level of care, basically, and this would be just another program to administer. The other thing that's important is that we heard from women who said that it actually is the Department of Corrections who are causing this problem because the correctional officers there, they have the power to distribute these products. So again, I think that's where part of this push for the legislative response came from, is to take it out of the hands of this administrative body.
And Jimmy, finally, you mentioned the reaction around the Capitol and among the committee, but what about the community members? I mean, this has been a real firestorm in many ways.
I think it's perhaps a testimony to the power of what's happening with the women's movement right now. So often people in prisons are forgotten, but I think the reaction to this issue shows women are standing up for each other just in all walks of life. And, prison healthcare is not normally a real viral story, but this story actually broke our website. Women from all over the valley, I think maybe even parts of the country, are sending pads and tampons and money for the inmates to the State House. So Salmon based her bill on provisions for the Dignity for Incarcerated Women's Act, which is a federal bill, and other legislators have done this in other states. So I think it's having a national impact, and we're certainly seeing a huge response to this bill here in Arizona.
All right, we'll see what happens next. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins, thanks.
You're welcome.